It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. With the pandemic surging, health officials are urging people to sign up for individual health insurance through the state's exchange. CPR's John Daly reports open enrollment started Sunday.
If you don't get health coverage through an employer or government program like Medicaid or Medicare, it's the only time of the year to sign up for health insurance. That's unless you have a major life event during the year, like losing your job and employer coverage. To have coverage at the start of 2021, enrollment must be completed by December 15th. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The state has laid out a plan to expand broadband internet. Here's CPR's Andrew Kenny.
A new government report says that Colorado should consider regulating broadband as a utility. If lawmakers decided to do that, it could give the state new power over the cost and availability of internet service, similar to electricity. The report also recommends a new fee on data connections to replace a soon-to-expire fee on phone service revenues. Governor Polis ordered a new advisory board to study broadband. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A new sign in Denver recognizes a black teenager who was lynched 120 years ago. Denverite's Kevin Beatty was there for its unveiling.
In 1900, Preston Porter Jr. was accused of murdering a white teenager on Colorado's plains. He was jailed in Denver and sent to Lyman. That's where a mob chained him to railroad ties and burned him in front of a crowd. Judy Ullman with the Colorado Lynching Memorial Project helped install a new sign telling Porter's story downtown.
It's never fully surfaced to where everybody can feel that they know that this is part of Denver and Colorado's history. We're hoping that this marker might be the way that we finally recognize this history and accept it.
A virtual dedication ceremony is planned in November on the anniversary of Porter's death. I'm Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
A Glendale police officer shot a man in a pickup truck on Saturday night. After being shot, the man apparently drove his truck in reverse and hit an unmarked police car. He was in critical condition at the hospital. According to the Denver police, the man was unresponsive in his vehicle when officers approached. There were no other details released. Denver police are investigating the shooting. Colorado weather is sunny and staying warm to start the week and all the way into the weekend, with highs in the 70s around Denver and Colorado Springs, 60s in Grand Junction this afternoon. This is CPR News.